ends. Sad to say, people who live like this, even though they hang around churches called churches and sometimes hang around real churches, and some of them are even here in our church, they are on the road to destruction. They're among the many who will say, "Lord, Lord, it's us," only to hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you." These are the people who think they're going to heaven, but they're not. Now, with that, we introduce this text. I'm glad you still think that's humorous. That gives me hope that there is a future. We're going to return to this text, and we're going to look more deeply into what is one of the most provocative and powerful of all of Jesus' teachings: the folly of empty words. Profession without possession. The tragedy of all tragedies. But for now, we bow in prayer and thank the Lord for what He's given us tonight. Father, it is such a tragic thing to think of empty words coming from empty hearts, of lives that will be destroyed when the rain of judgment and the flood of divine wrath comes in the end. Who will stand at the tribunal and say, "Hey, Lord, it's us, Lord, Lord," only to hear, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Father, we know that all are deceived who have not ceased by your power doing iniquity and begun to do your will. What marks a true believer? They, as we heard in baptism tonight, are no longer a slave to sin, but have become slaves to righteousness. On the other hand, if we look at this all positively, how can you tell a true believer consumed with the love of Christ, consumed with the hunger for the Word of God, longing to be holy and righteous, longing to be humble and broken, desirous to be above all things obedient from the heart, longing to worship, can never get enough obedience, can never get enough worship? All of these evidences of a transformed life.